السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There is no need to use the speaker, the mic. But if you off the mic, then the Bilal receiver won't work. So that's why we're using the mic. Otherwise, it's israf to use it. There's no need to use it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا meaning حضرت مولانا اشرف علی صاحب تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, حضرت مولانا مسیح اللہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ is quoting his شیخ حضرت مولانا اشرف علی صاحب تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. It says حضرت والا used to say, do not place any faith in any person's devotion to you. See a person come very close to you, no, don't place any faith in that. And on the other hand, do not be offended at anybody's criticism. Somebody insults you, somebody criticizes you, you mustn't be offended by that. It doesn't mean that you must ignore it. Doesn't mean you must ignore it, but don't be offended by it. Our Hazrat Muiz Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if a person, he must listen carefully to what his enemies say about him. Because enemies, they're not going to look at his good. Enemies will look at his weaknesses. So if a person is really a sadiq, he really wants Islam, you must listen to what his enemies are saying. So then he must analyze it after that with an open mind and see if there is truth in what they are saying, then it must be rectified. And if there is no truth in what they are saying, then ignore it. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that there is no truth in what they are saying. And if there is truth, then it must be rectified. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that must listen carefully to what the wife is saying. But she too will take out the faults of the husband. So then we can make islah of those things. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali is saying that in this age, praise and criticism should be equal in a person's eyes. So this was said at a time when there was still some degree of sincerity in people. We are now so far away from that zamana also. Right? So what type of buzurg is he who gets elated when he is praised and he feels I'm somebody, and when he is criticized, then he is offended. He stops speaking to the person who has criticized him. This is exactly how we are. Somebody criticizes us. Sometime somebody just came and told us that somebody said that they said something about you. We didn't even go and verify it. We didn't even go and check. Maybe that person was meaning something else. We don't find out nothing. We don't, right? Upset, finished. Next thing, we're not greeting that person, we're not talking to that person. That person too is, oh, what happened? What I did to this fellow now? Why is he so upset with me? But we get offended. We may just hear somebody said something about us, finished. We are offended. So he stops speaking to the person who has criticized him, avoids meeting him. So what type of piety is this? What type of a buzurg can be like this? A buzurg doesn't behave in this manner. Right? What type of tahajjud guzar is he? If the person is tahajjud guzar, he didn't use tahajjud namaz or anything, but he's getting offended when somebody criticizes him. When he is praised, he becomes conceited. Now, ujub gets him when he is praised. Now, I'm somebody. And when he is criticized, then he nurtures hatred and malice in his heart. Oh, that Pharaoh, you know what that Pharaoh said? You know what he said about me? Now finish. Khalas, I don't talk to him anymore. So in this day and age, a person will praise you to the skies as long as he can get something out of you. Long as something he wants, he's using you for something, once you get something out of you, he'll put you in the asman. Put you in the skies, right? And the day he finds that he cannot manipulate you, then he will start to castigate you. Now he starts criticizing you. When he can't get the thing out of you. You find this a lot. With the Buzrugani Deen also. You find this a lot. You see a person all of a sudden, he gets very close. He gets very close to one Buzurg now. He wants everybody to see him. He's with that Buzurg. And then, now if he doesn't get what he wants out of that Buzurg, now he is expecting that Buzurg now is going to put him on a pedestal, that Buzurg now is going to give him some acknowledgement, something. Now if he finds he's not getting all that. Now the same person who was praising that Buzurg so much, he will be the one, he'll be talking so much ill of that same Buzurg. Because, now why he left that Buzurg now? Why he left him? So people are going to question now, why he left him? All of a sudden, why that Buzurg distanced him? Right? So, now he has to start talking ill now. There was, even with our Hazrat Rahmatullahi, Mahesh Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, there was certain people who were so close to Hazrat Rahmatullahi, so close, right? But then, when something just happened, something just went off, now if Hazrat had to reprimand that person for something or whatever, that person started talking so much ill of Hazrat Rahmatullahi. So much ill of Hazrat Rahmatullahi. So this is a norm, but it's a normal thing. So now tell me, what value would you set on such praise or such criticism? And this is not only with a sheikh and a murid or with musallis or, you find this in business too. You find this thing in business. The person will come, he's looking for a job. He's down and out. He got no job, he's battling, he come there, please, you know, I got no money to pay my rent. I'm really in a difficult situation. And at that time, maybe you didn't even really need the person, right? So, alright, never mind, man. Just give the person, give him a job, never mind. So you just like, did him a favor, you gave him a job. Now he's working, and then maybe he start, putting his hand in the cookie jar or something, he started doing certain things now. Now you can't keep him anymore. So now you tell him, you know what, boy, you give him one warning, second warning, third warning, whatever, followed all the procedures, everything, went out of your way, spoke to him, whatever. Eventually he said, man, I can't keep this person anymore. So you tell him, you know what, boy, you rather carry on. Spoke to him nicely also and sent him, maybe gave him some hadiah too, and sent him away nicely. But that person now, he will go and talk so much of nonsense about that employer. Today people are like this, and they just sent me away, and think I've got wife, I've got children. Now he has to go talk all those things. Because what answer he's going to give? Because 2 months ago he was praising the boss. Hey, my Rani, one thing, man. Hey, I need a car, please give me the car. I give you bonus. I'm going for a wedding somewhere. He put a petrol for me to in the car. No, he's full of praises. Now, why he left now all of a sudden? So now he needs to now smear this person now, put him in the gutters. So his reputation must still remain good. So he needs to go out of his way now to criticize the person. So this is why you don't You don't get too elated when people praise you. And it must not offend you if somebody criticizes you. Somebody criticizes you, you analyze the criticism. If there is truth in it, then thank the person. You can't go thank your enemy now. But in your heart, thank the person. Allah reward this man. He brought this fault to my attention. I need to sort this thing out. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayh. There was one person who always talk ill of him. Of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayh. So, whenever Imam Sahib Rahim used to send some sweetmeats for this person, send some, what we'll call chocolate sweet, to send it. So this person, over a period of time, is thinking to himself, I'm talking bad about this person. This person is so good to me, he keeps sending sweetmeats for me. So he made Tawbah. He stopped talking bad. So when he stopped talking bad, the sweetmeats too stopped. He stopped getting sweetmeats too. So now he's thinking, oh, now I'm not talking bad. Now the sweetmeats too not coming. So when he found out, he said, you are doing me a favor. You're washing all my gunas. The least I could do, I could give you some sweetmeats in return. Now you're not doing the favor anymore. So I don't have to repay anything. The following comments of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali appear very appropriate. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali is saying, at the time when I was alone with Hazrat Wala, on many such occasions with nobody else present, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali would come forth with breathtaking pearls of wisdom. So many a times a person is told something alone. Told something alone. The Shaykh, he knows now, can take this person in confidence. So he can tell the person something. Now sometime the Shaykh passed away. So now this person will mention, Azad gave me this advice. Where's the recording? Where's the proof that Azad told you this? A lot of things the Shaykh not going to say, make an announcement of it. But if you know somebody was close to the Shaykh, that person is an honest person, and that person is saying that Hazrat had given me this advice or that advice, then why mustn't we take it? Why mustn't we take it that this person is got this advice? Then you get the other side also now. You get other people. Let's leave the other people for today. So on that occasion now, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah is saying that Hazrat Wala said to him, I wish to say something. So he replied, Ji Hazrat, say, see here, in this day and age, no person is loyal and faithful to anyone, except very few. Very few people. MashaAllah. He says, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullahi's tone and expression was something special. Then Hazrat Wala mentioned, each person is a devotee of his own self. Each person is a devotee of his own self. I mentioned this thing in another program, that a person says, I love you. He don't love you. Or she doesn't love you. She loves herself. Because you are of benefit to her, she feels that you are of benefit to her, or he feels that you are of benefit to him. Right? You see, you take the child, right? You take a child. So the child tells the father, I love you. So the father is very happy, the child loves me. Now take his car away, take his spending away, take all his... Now, hate my father now. So who he was loving? He was loving himself. Because he was getting the car, he was getting money, he was getting freedom, he was getting everything. So now he said, I love my father. The day the father is lachar, Now he needs somebody to press his toes, he needs somebody to put oil in his head, he needs somebody to hold his hand and take him to the masjid, all that. Hey, I'm very busy. No, we're working now. What you'll think, we're free. We got bills to pay. So who you loved? You loved yourself. You didn't love that person, you loved yourself. Because you are benefiting from that person, you're getting something out of that person. So now you're expressing your love. But their love is not a true love. Their love is for yourself. The day that is no more, finish, I don't love that person. Don't love that person. Khalas. There are so many examples like this, right? So many examples. I don't want to labor the examples. You can think for yourself how many examples you get of this in life. So as long as you pander to others, agreeing to their whims, talking softly and sweetly to people, they'll express their devotion to you. They'll express their devotion to you. The moment you say no, now people see they can't make use of you. Then both the affection and the devotion vanish. And today's time you see this in masajid too. Right? You get certain masajid, majority of our masajid, the trustees are moderns. Right? Why? Because the ummah, they don't have yaqeen. We as the ummah, we don't have yaqeen. And we want palatial masajid. So now when you want palatial masajid, now you have to look at the people who got that palatial kind money. And amongst the wealthy, there are few that are really, you know, sincere. There are some, they are so sincere, they do so much, they don't want no recognition, nothing. Right? And then you get most. They want to be on every board. They want to be trustee in every organization. Everything comes. They want to be trustee, they want to be this member, that member. Right? And a lot of them have got modernist minds. Right? Now, as soon as you got an alim who's a straight shooter, the alim who's talking haq now. Now that alim, they don't even want him in their masjid too. They don't even want him in their masjid because now all the same things they involved in, now he's going to come and he's going to say it as it is. Right? So they don't want the person to come there. But that alim who comes there, you only talk about Jannat and, you know, he just dances to the tune of everybody. So that person is most welcome. He's very, very welcome. So it mustn't be like that. I know some people, you know, the people were outwardly dunyavi people. No beard, shirt and pants, outwardly look at the person. But I know one person is marhum now, right? Allah furis kabarun nur. Outwardly, you looked at him, but he used to come, whenever I used to meet him, he only wants to talk about Hazrat Jirahmatullah. Right? And he will talk about how he gets shouting for not having beard too. But he said, oh, make dua for me, like, you know, I just never got the tawfiq, never started wearing. But he used to take Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah in those days now, he used to get all these pamphlets and some write-ups and everything. And he used to make copies. And he used to give to the people too. And this was after Hazrat Ji had passed away. After Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah had passed away too. Right? So he had a type of a love for Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah. But unfortunately, maybe he never brought certain aspects into his life. He may have brought other aspects into his life. Right? So the moment you say no, then the people, they realize they can't make use of you. So now that affection and devotion, everything vanishes. Muhabbat is gone. I'tiqad is gone. And this has been borne out by experience. Who's saying this? Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah. What I saw in my short life, Mahazrat Mu'iz Patesam Rahmatullah, he was a very accommodating person to everyone. Right? So, if a person, he came from a university background, has it treated him accordingly? He appreciated that this person now, you know, is making certain changes, everything, so has it appreciated his changes? Hazrat used to accommodate everyone. And Hazrat in his, he didn't have a formal like a khanka as such. But like some akabirin, now if you take bayat to them, now you must dress in a particular way. You have to wear a certain topi. You have to wear a certain type kurta. You have to, you know, they have this, right? But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, somebody come with long kurta, somebody come with short kurta, somebody is wearing amama, somebody is wearing this kind of topi, that kind of topi. He never worried about those things. I'm not saying the other mashayikh are wrong. I'm just talking about the tariqat of Hazrat Rahmatullahi. So he was very accommodating. With the result, people felt very comfortable. But the sad thing is that many people, they misunderstood that. Hazrat's accommodating them, whether they were professional people, whether they were whatever background, he is accommodating them. They misunderstood that to say, no man, see, Hazrat is very balanced. Very, very balanced. See, everything goes here, everything goes. I know of one person, right? This was a female, right? Now she's a lady, she's a mother and all that. But that time, she was a young girl. She was studying. And when she used to wake up for tahajjud salah, she was a tahajjud guzar, she used to wake up for tahajjud salah, so, she used to, while she's reading, making her tahajjud, one jinnie used to come. One female jinnah used to come with her children. Right? And they used to surround their baha. So now, obviously, right, you get worried now. Jinnat came here. So she communicated this with Hazrat Rahmatullahi. So Hazrat Rahmatullahi told her that, see, you just continue. Right? This is a pious jinnat. And she wants her children to be in pious company. So while you are making your ibadat, she is bringing her children to sit with you. So you don't worry about them. You just continue with your work and they will sit there. You don't worry about them. But Hazrat told this child, now she's a mother. That time she was a young person. Hazrat told her, don't ever eat takeaway food. Right? But Hazrat told her, don't ever eat takeaway food. This person is still living. If somebody wants gawa, you can tell your woman folk. I'll tell them who the person is. They can ask her. Those three people want recording for everything. So this year you're not going to get recording. But the person was our student. That's how I know. But her taluk was with Hazrat Rahmatullahi. So Hazrat told her, don't ever eat takeaway food. So now, Hazrat himself, when the students used to come, stay over there, people used to bring crystal steak sandwich, he shouldn't say anything. Sometimes they used to go by Hazrat, the people in khidmat, they said, no, Devonese and the, somewhere, whatever, they want to send some pizzas and some of those rolls and more. It's alright. Because the students were there. Alright, spoil them a little bit. Let them have something. But on the other hand, somebody who was progressing, in their spirituality. See what advice Hazrat gave that person. Don't ever eat takeaway food. Now, people think, oh, Hazrat's mizaj was, you can just eat takeaway food. You can just eat anything, just eat takeaway food. Hazrat used to Arab. Hazrat accommodated people. That's why his teachings were so far-reaching. There's so many things like this I can tell you. I don't want to, inshallah, one day we will discuss more things. But I'm just giving you this one example. Right? So now why would he tell that person, don't eat takeaway food? Because that takeaway food, it affects your ruhaniyat. Now this child had progressed to such a level of ruhaniyat, they didn't want this ruhaniyat to get affected. So he told this, don't eat takeaway food. So sometimes people, they misunderstand the Buzrugani Deen, and because of their misunderstanding the Buzrugani Deen, they remain stagnant and sometimes they retrogress. The retrogress. So many people today, they are doing things in Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's name, which is incorrect. It's wrong. And it upsets me. But today, you know, in Gujarati they say, Kone keva jai? Who are you going to tell? The one is, I'm a bigger sinner than all of them. We got our own guna. Each one, we got our own sin. But that is one thing. And one thing is doing something in the name of that buzurg, or you're acting like you're continuing with the legacy of that buzurg. But what you're doing was not the mizaj of that buzurg. Then that is now you are misguiding the people. You are misguiding the people. Your understanding is shallow. Today, nobody wants to listen. After Hazrat passed away, people used to tell me, first lot of Hazrat's murid used to come. After that, lot of them went away. You know, you're too hard. Hazrat wasn't like that. You're too hard. Right? The hardness was taught by whom? Why was Qari Sahib hard? Why was Qari Sahib, Qari Ismail Sahib, why was he was so strict? He was very loving. Very loving. If you read the correspondences between him and people who used to correspond with him, and he was very loving. But he was very hard too. People with their Quran Sharif, how firm he was, with how they're behaving, with their family matters, everything, how firm he was. So where did he learn it from? That was Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's mizaj. Yes, he had an accommodating manner with everybody. He was soft with everybody, accommodated everybody. That doesn't mean he was compromising the Sharia. So many things Hazrat told us. Where you understood his mizaj. What was his mizaj? Hazrat was a very unique kind of a buzurg. Hazrat Mustafa Sahib, a lot he was like Hazrat Imam Masihullah Rahmatullah. Hazrat Imam Masihullah Rahmatullah was very soft. Right? You ask him something one time, he'll tell you. Second time you ask him, he'll leave you to do what you. Now you go learn the hard way now. But that softness of his doesn't mean now that you could just, now anybody can do everything. No. There was a firmness too. There was a strictness too. If you took the trouble to find out, you took the trouble to really make your Islah and ask your Islahi questions. Sometime a person, he just came out of university. You must understand an Islahi process, it is a process. Right. A person just came out of university. So Hazrat was treating him with kitten gloves. He just came out, or he left his varsity studies and now he's turning to deen and whatever. So Hazrat treated him with kitten gloves. Now, he took that kitten gloves to, he understood that to be that that is Hazrat's mizaj. No. With other people, Hazrat was different. Very firm. So now, he would explain that, not to all and sundry. Gee. So Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi, he continued, he said, the thought that people will not speak ill of you is a delusion. That nobody is going to speak ill of me. That's a delusion. Right? Dear brother, if people spoke ill of a Nabi, which Nabi? People never speak ill of the Nabi. Every Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, people spoke ill of him. Yes, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was loved by majority. You know? Everybody, they got a love for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his own father was speaking ill of him. Isn't it? His own community, they want to burn him. So no Nabi of Allah Ta'ala was spared. No Nabi of Allah Ta'ala was spared. Then how, if no Nabi of Allah Ta'ala was spared, then no Wadi of Allah Ta'ala would be spared. Because they are following in the footsteps of the same Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam. And if a Wadi of Allah Ta'ala is not going to be spared, then me and you, where we think we're going to be spared? There is one qissa here. I don't know if I must start it. There were so many. Go and start it. Allah forgive us. Tawfiq. Not next week, I won't be here. Maybe the following week we'll be back. And then we can do it that time if Allah Pa give us tawfiq and hayati. Today, our nafs is, we must watch our nafs. Watch our nafs. Sometime we just want to do things that appease our nafs. And then we use this buzurg as an excuse and that buzurg as an excuse, and it's not right. We must watch our nafs, fight our nafs, fight the nafs. The Shariat is supreme. Always remember, the Shariat is supreme. So many things. One youngster, he sent me a message, he said, Maana, my brother is coming home with his wife. And our house is small. And there's no parda. Now this youngster is trying to change his life, right? So I said, well, speak to your parents and, they'll understand. So he spoke to the parents, he phoned me back. He said, Ma, they're not understanding nothing. I'm talking to them. They're telling me, she's like your sister, what's your problem? We grew up like this. Now why are you making an issue now? So he said, Ma, what am I going to do? I said, by going Jamaat. The period that the sister-in-law is around, you go away in Jamaat. What are you worried about? He said, alright, find you on Jamaat. I'd rather go in Jamaat. But this is a halat. This is a halat. Right? Sometimes young people, they are trying to change their life. They're not even getting support from their own parents. But if they remain with istiqamat, then inshallah ta'ala, that will become a means of hidayat for the parents also. But you look at those young people of Ashabul Kahf. They had to run away. That's why I told him, I said, you are going in Jamaat. Don't go in the cave. You're going in Jamaat. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad.
وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله.